Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to the What's Happening Hornets podcast. With your host, Asher Bird.
Hello, Bryant High School, and welcome back to the What's Happening Hornets podcast. Today I have with me
Grant Johnson
and
Nick Gibbs.
And so these two that I brought on today are really into sports. Like really into sports,
really into them.
They've both joined Hornet Media and have done some sort of sports production with that. I know Grant is the sports news reporter, and Nick, you're the, I think, just director for like the football games and stuff like that. And you actually won the Student National Emmy for sports production, that right?
So in a few weeks, I got to go to Branson to go to the ceremony and retrieve my award of the sports lab event. And it's a student Emmy. That's what it is, like you said.
Yeah. And what did you do for the competition? Did you turn in something, or did they pull a recording, or what?
Yeah, so all the games that I broadcast are all recorded. So Westbrook went back, and he pretty much picked a game. I'm not 100% sure which game he picked, but he took one, and he sent it in, and I guess they liked what they saw.
Yeah, and then so Grant, hi.
What's up?
So what's your whole ordeal in all this?
So I'm the reporter for every show. Like, we have a sports segment for the monthly, the weekly, and then the social media show. So I either edit or I get an interview or I do something like that for each one. Like tonight at the Parkview game, after the game, we're going to interview Jordan Walker and talk a little bit about the game and the next games that are coming and just the themes and everything like that. And then I also commentate for basketball. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I do both of those.
Okay. And so something I've heard, and this is just what I've been told, someone dubbed you the name of the king of the student section. How true would you say this is?
I mean, I guess you could say that. I mean, you could say I'm a little bit crazy whenever it comes to it. Like last year, for example, I would get there before the gates would open at like 3:40, 3:30. Gates don't open until 4. So I'll be one of the first people there. I'd always dress out in all the gear, buy all the gear for whatever theme that it is, and buy the little powder that we throw up in the air and do all that. And I get a lot of the chants going. So you could say that.
Okay. Yeah. I know, looking over like clips, B-roll clips of the different games and stuff, every time that we had one of the student section, you were almost always in it. But it's glad showing off the 212 spirit, you know?
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's like a brotherhood in a way with the people in the student section. And then also like getting to cheer on some of the guys. Like, I'm really good friends with some of the football players. And so getting to cheer on them and really just show that we have their back too, I bet, is really comforting. And yeah, I mean, I have a great time doing it too.
It's a lot of fun, I'll say. Just going out to the games and being there, the energy is really positive. And because it's just our school versus the other school, right?
Right.
And so that's a lot of fun. But
and we were actually ranked the number one student section in Arkansas too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I did not know that. So you mentioned you're going to the game tonight. Do you have a plan going into it, or are you just kind of wing it?
Yeah, I have a little bit of a plan. There's certain times that I don't and that I do. But since it's a social media show, we kind of have a limited time and limited questions. So I just have like two questions for them about tonight's game and then the upcoming game. And they have a bye week this next week. So just asking about that too.
And then so, Nick, you're at most of different sports events and stuff, I know.
All of them.
Mr. Westbrook is just like, hey, you know, there's this sports event, so I need you at this time, at this date, you know, you better be there kind of deal. And what's some of the stuff that you do?
So just like Grant, he shows up early to go have fun. I show up early to work. Usually, most of the time, as soon as I get there, I got to find a way to run SDI so we can get cameras set up so we can get feed. And then I got to set up the TriCaster, and then I got to set up the monitors, and I got to test replay, and then I got to get the records. And then I got to put in the graphics. And for the football games, I got to load in the highlights. I got to load in the coaches show. It's a lot.
Yeah. And you've also learned a lot of the tech and everything that they use. I know that today you went down to get the score bot or something, I don't know.
Yeah, yesterday we had broadcasted a volleyball game. Tuesday, tonight to move all the equipment from the volleyball building one, all the way over to Hornet Stadium. And then I had to set it all up.
Of course, we all love our school and stuff, but you guys looking at any colleges already?
Yeah, I just recently committed to OBU. Actually, what was it, Tuesday?
Yeah.
And they just had a really great program. I'm going to go play baseball for them.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, I wanted to continue doing like this broadcasting and kind of journalism side of things, and they have the best one in the state. So hopefully I can continue to do that.
What position do you play?
I play shortstop, and then I also pitch. So two-way guy.
What's your fastest pitch?
My fastest pitch?
Yeah.
67 fastball.
Wow. A little bit faster than that.
Yeah. I hope.
I work most of the time like 86 to 89. Like that's kind of my fastball range.
Cool.
What's your favorite pitch?
Change it, probably.
Change it.
Yeah, it's pretty filthy. If I throw it right, it makes hitters look a little silly. So,
what's your favorite memory from that kind of stuff?
From baseball?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd say one that really sticks out to me was whenever I was 10, we went to the World Series, and we had like a whole parade around, like the whole city of Bryant. We had a big parade, and Travis Wood. We actually have a street named T. Wood on our campus right over there, and he's a professional baseball player for the Cubs, and so we got to meet him and talk to him for a while and get pictures, and then we had a whole parade because we went to the World Series. We also got on the news, and they made us some hot dogs. I know that's a little weird, but yeah, they gave us some hot dogs, and they interviewed us, and then we went to Florida for the World Series. We played like a whole bunch of teams. We played a team from Hawaii, and they had some girls on the team that were whooping our butt, man. I swear they had it right, because the girls at that time were far more mature than we were, so they were already like 5'6", 5'7", already kind of like hit their peak, and then we're these little like 5'2" boys, and they're just hitting bombs off of us. And but it was a really great time there, and a lot of those guys that I went with, they're almost brothers to me now, and a couple of them are still on the team here.
I personally was on the swim team, not anymore. I wasn't that good at it, not going to lie.
Why'd
I was
you quit?
Like, I'm doing internship this year.
Right.
So I just, that took up that slot, so I wasn't able to do that. But yeah, swim's fun. I enjoy it a lot. I still go and swim whenever I can, just in my free time. But I wasn't like the fastest on the team by all means. So,
do you know where you're going to go to college?
Currently, no. I've sent my application to a couple of schools, UCA, ATU, U of A, just kind of looking at a couple of those, trying to see where I would want to go, but just waiting for application to come back or be accepted, hopefully.
Remember when you went up to Russellville and you blew out?
Oh, yeah. I went up to Russellville to visit college, and I drive a manual, right? I drive a manual transmission, and we had just got some work done on the clutch, I'm pretty sure. And I don't know what went wrong. The CV axle shredded itself. Like, I don't understand how that would happen or why that would happen, but it happened.
Yeah.
And it was set wrong or reinstalled wrong or something. I don't know. But I'm sitting there in the middle of afternoon traffic, and my CV axle just, you know, rips itself apart. And then I'm sitting there stranded in the middle of the road. I'm like, what am I supposed to do?
What did you do? You have to get out and just start pushing it?
He texted me.
You had to go help
no,
him?
So, no. So, and there was this guy, there was this mechanic that was up there who, like, apparently is a drag racer or something. He, like, drives manuals for a living. He got it to start again. I have no idea how. Like, I don't know how he got it to move. I mean, I guess that's just experience, right? He was so gentle with it that he was able to pull it into a, well, first we pushed it into a parking lot, but he was able to, like, actually pull it into a parking spot and, like, test it out. And after that, I called my dad. He picked me up in a U-Haul. He rented a trailer and went and come picked me up. But yeah, that was a fun trip, I guess.
No, it doesn't sound like it. Was it hot outside?
Yeah. Not as hot as it is right now. It wasn't like 100, but it was like 90-something. Good deal of heat.
Nick, do you know where you're going to go?
I do plan on going to Ouachita. That's my first pick. But if things don't work out with Ouachita, you know, I'm thinking UCA, Arkansas State, U of A, and really, really, really been thinking of Ole Miss lately. Just because they got a really, really good sports program.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I know someone who would say that slander, you know, maybe a Nick like a 2 years ago ish, whenever whenever Ole Miss knocked the Hogs out of the World Series or whatever. I think it was.
Oh yeah, when we were in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they knocked us out of Omaha. Yeah. That was, oh my gosh, yeah.
You were quite upset about that.
Yeah, I was not happy.
The supervisor that was there, we went into a gas station. There was someone with an Ole Miss hat, like the day after that happened. And she, like, if looks could kill, that person would be dead 10 times over. I swear. The tension was just there. But speaking of games and stuff, Kansas City had their first game last night.
Yeah,
at least
sure
as
did.
Of time
they
of recording
sure
this.
Oh, yeah.
Lost to the Lions by 1 point.
I'm disappointed.
Honestly.
So rough.
You do fantasy football, right? You were telling me about that.
Yeah.
You got Mahomes.
I got Mahomes on my team. He had an all right game. I think he got me like 20 points, but I don't know if y'all saw the interception that he threw. Oh my gosh, it was so stupid.
You're talking about the pick six?
Yes. Oh, it went right through the guy's hands and like popped up. That wasn't even his fault. So that minus, I don't know what the numbers are on it, but a couple of points right there. But yeah, it was frustrating.
Jeez.
Yeah. I have some family, because I'm from the Midwest. I know that the viewers can't tell, but I'm wearing a Nebraska hoodie, a Cornhuskers hoodie right now. Fun fact, they used to be called the Bug Eaters.
The Bug Eaters?
Yeah, they used to be called That's the weird. Bug Eaters before there were the Cornhuskers.
I thought Cornhuskers were weird enough.
No, they used to be the Bug Eaters before there were the Cornhuskers. They're already starting off bad. They haven't had a good season in a while. Their first game, I think it was against...
It was Minnesota.
I think it was Minnesota, yeah. Like, is Mississippi or Minnesota? But anyways, they were up by, I think, like 8 points, right? There was like 5 minutes on the clock. Surely they were going to win. Somehow, they fumbled the ball, got enough penalties, and ended up losing the game. And my dad was so pissed. Like, let me tell you, it was not fun. But I have family in Kansas, and my uncle is a really big football fan, right? And every time Kansas City gets a touchdown, he goes, "Touchdown, Kansas City!" And so he's probably a little upset that, you know, the Lions won. But
do either of y'all play fantasy football?
Used to. Yeah, back in 2021, I had Tua as my quarterback. Worst decision of my life.
Yeah, that wasn't a good pick.
No, that was not.
Did you play for money at all? Or?
Yeah, but not much. I put like $5 on a game.
Right. Because I won last year, so my little group, it wasn't much money. Like, we all put like $10 in. It was like an 8-man league, so I think I won like $80. But yeah, I'm a champion in fantasy football. I'll take that title.
All right, along with king of the student section.
I don't know. I think my fantasy football, man, I keep that like in my my top awards right there.
Top awards above. I don't know. I don't know what else. What other awards you won?
Oh, have y'all seen the like controversy about War Memorial Stadium?
No.
Like,
no,
what about it?
There's like a lot of hate on it and about Arkansas playing there. Like, they don't want them to play there anymore.
Why?
Because whenever they do it, everything's just really bad about it, apparently. The security's really bad. There's a lot of injuries in the game because apparently that turf is, like, illegally old. Like, it's, like, really, really old turf. And there's, like, supposed to be a rule on it. You're supposed to get new turf every, like, 5 or 10 years or something. And that turf hasn't been put in newly in a while. And so, like, no fans come to the games. There's bad security, injuries. So they're trying to like completely stop that. I don't know how y'all feel about that with Arkansas playing there, but
I hadn't heard much about it. This is the first time.
I could tell you that when I played football and I played on that field, there was definitely something odd about the turf because it didn't feel like turf. It felt like carpet because I played linebacker, so there's a lot of stepping and cutting. And so every time I would step to cut, I could feel the turf moving onto moving off a hard surface. Mm. Like it was shift. Turf ain't supposed to be doing that. So I could see where the whole turf thing is coming from.
Yeah. You used to be pretty crazy at linebacker. I remember that. What would you yell? You used to yell something.
I'd yell a lot of things.
Like, right, right, left, left.
Yeah, I had to give the strength call, whichever had the most, which side had the most receiver. I'd go, right, 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 right.
That peaked the mic.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. Back in like 7th and 8th grade, like on the practice squad, and he'd be the loudest and craziest guy you'll ever see out there.
Oh, I miss football.
So hot take, what do you guys think is the worst sport out there? Either what it could be any personal reason of why you don't like it. You could either think it's not fun to watch, not fun to play. It could just be something about the mechanics of it that you just hate. It could be the most absurd thing ever that you just are like, I don't know why this exists. But what do you guys, what do you guys think? I forget what it's called. Oh, that's what it was. Basically, you guys know the game Spikeball, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. They mixed Spikeball and ping pong.
So it was like with a racket?
No. They have like a ping pong table, except it's like shaped really weirdly. And then they just use their...
The spike
like
ball.
They use their body to like hit it. Normal ping pong rules, except... It's so weird. Like it's such a strange concept. It's like volleyball, ping pong, like a bunch of those different type of sports just mixed into one mess.
So it's like ping pong rules but spike ball mechanics?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
That is weird.
It's very odd.
I'd say my hot take would be soccer.
Really?
Soccer.
I feel like it's so overrated. I know in America, it's kind of big, but like in other countries, it's huge. The biggest, and everybody goes crazy for it. But for me, it's why would I sit out there for, I don't even know how long their games are. I know they're really, really, really long, like hours length, just to see maybe a goal, maybe, maybe a goal the whole time. And I guess it's because I don't really know everything about it, but I feel like I could go out and dominate. Like, yeah. I feel like it's so overrated. Like, I could go out there and kick a ball into a goal.
You think you could outdo Ronaldo?
No. I think I can compete with our high school team.
I don't like esports. That's going to be my hot take.
You don't like it?
No, it's just because, like, the definition of sports is using physical exertion to compete with a group. Where is the physical exertions in hitting a button? Please tell me. It's not a sport. You just put E behind it and call it a sport.
I don't know if it should be called a sport. Like an e-sport. Like, I like watching video games like that and watching people compete. I don't know if it should be called a sport.
Though. Yeah, it's definitely not a sport.
At that point, you could also just say with fishing, right? It's a cool competition, not necessarily like a sport, though, I guess.
Nick's going to get mad at that.
No, I actually agree with that. Because, like, on the other hand, like, you got to, like, bass fishing, I wouldn't call that a sport. But, like, when you're out there fishing for marlins and you got to be pulling something that's 400 pounds out the water, that's takes a lot of physical exertion.
Right.
But when you're pulling a half-pound bass out of a rock quarry.
It's definitely, I see where you're coming from with the esport thing. It's not necessarily, it's better as like just a competition almost, right? But they just wanted a name to generalize all video game competitions, so they named it esports because it is technically like an electronic sport ish right? That's what that stands for, but it's definitely not traditional.
Yeah.
You guys have anything else you want to talk about or mention?
How about them hogs?
How about them hogs?
Woo, Pixie!
How do we feel about the basketball team though this year? Because that's coming up in a couple
Bryant
of months.
Bryant or Arkansas?
Arkansas. Actually, we can do both if you want to.
Yeah.
No hopes for the Bryant team, but
what? We got Kellen Robinson, the Kellen Robinson.
And who? And who else?
Well, we got a lot of like older guys,
right?
Like experience from last year. Like we lost one senior.
Yeah, I guess you're right, but I mean, I don't know. Bryant basketball just disappoints me every year. It's like, oh yeah, we're gonna be great, we're gonna do awesome, and then we barely make it into the playoffs or we don't make it at all.
I think we're gonna be solid this year, to be honest.
I think so?
We'll surprise some people like you.
Well, I got a broadcast, so hopefully they make it fun.
Didn't the one guy from Central leave who was like really good?
Honor?
I forget the guy's name, but he was like already being scouted by colleges and other stuff like that.
Do you remember whenever we played them at the church league?
No.
Like that was this year at Winter Chill.
Yeah, I wasn't there this year.
Yeah. Yeah, we played against them.
Did you? How did that go?
They won it all.
Sitting over here shaking his head. Yeah. Not good.
Not good at all.
But yeah, if they're no longer, because I'm pretty sure they were a senior. So, I mean, that'll raise their chances a little bit, I think.
Yeah, they'll definitely have more experience, but it's,
we'll see.
I don't know. My hopes still just aren't too high.
Central is like easily one of the best teams for sure.
Oh, yeah. that is all the time that we have for today. Thank you guys for joining me. You can listen to more here on the What's Happening Hornets podcast. I think the first Frontline podcast should be out, so go ahead and give that a listen too. I know that they've been working or having fun doing stuff. So, but thanks for joining me, and we will see you next time.